Hello, everyone. I'm David Duran. Today on Wellness Weekly, I'm speaking with Annika Rai, a psychologist who studies the effects of too much screen time. She's going to tell us about some of the negative effects and give us some tips for reducing our screen time and adding healthy habits to our routines.
Thanks for having me, David.
Annika, why is it important for people to put down their devices?
The average adult in the U.S. spends more than 10 hours a day using electronic devices. That's over 60 hours a week. This can cause real health problems.
Wow. Can you tell us more about some of these problems?
Sure. Take sleep, for example. In my opinion, one of the most serious problems is that people aren't getting enough sleep. Let me explain. People are going to bed with their devices instead of just relaxing or reading a book.
Okay.
The light that comes out of our devices keeps us awake. So the longer we use them, the harder it is to fall asleep. That's why it's important to stop using phones, tablets, and computers at least 30 minutes before bedtime so you can start to relax.
Interesting.
Another issue that we're seeing is that too much screen time can change a part of the brain that helps people care for others. However, this is especially true for kids because their brains haven't finished developing yet. For instance, kids who spend a lot of time on devices may not be learning how to have good relationships with other people. Parents should limit kids' screen time depending on their age. Even adults need to be careful about this. Many people have plenty of friends online, but not enough in real life.
But kids these days don't want to put down their phones or tablets.
Yes, that's right. And actually, parents are often on their phones as well. And this sends a message to children that it's okay. Parents have to remember to limit their time, too.
So, what can we do to help both ourselves and our children avoid too much screen time?
Well, here are a few small ideas that will change your life in a big way. Instead of picking up your phone or tablet, think about something new that you'd like to try. For example, you could start a new hobby or take a course.
Okay.
Another idea is to spend more time with family and friends. It doesn't have to be anything special. Catching up around the dinner table every day is a great way to build stronger relationships. In fact, the more you spend time with other people, the more you remember how important it is to socialize. Just basic things like laughing, seeing people's faces, and hearing about people's lives.
Right. That makes sense.
And finally, do something for yourself. Meditate, get outdoors, go for a swim, or just find some quiet time every day. In general, it's always a good idea to focus on yourself for part of the day.
Thanks so much for being here, Annika. This is all very interesting and helpful information. Until next week, everyone, be well.